Like Pentecost, the Eucharist is rooted deeply in Jewish tradition. When we come together to pray at Mass, we come together to celebrate the Passover. The Jewish Passover is a feast celebrated each spring in which we recall Israel receiving its freedom from slavery in Egypt. After Moses and Pharaoh had words and Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go, God sent plagues upon Egypt, each one growing in severity, until finally the night of the Passover came. When the angel of the Lord went out upon the land of Egypt and killed all of the firstborn sons of the Egyptians, but the Israelites were spared because they had sacrificed an unblemished lamb and smeared its blood on the lintel and doorposts of their house. The blood of the lamb marked the door of the believers, and their sons were spared. Their homes were passed over. From that moment on, the Jewish remembered the Passover each year. And when we get to Christ, he is celebrating the Passover with his followers. But the last time Christ celebrates the Passover, he transforms it into a new covenant. Now the firstborn Son of God will not be spared. He will give his blood and flesh as a sacrifice for all sinners. It will be his blood that allows God to pass over our sins at the end of our life. Jesus is the unblemished lamb sacrificed for all. Whenever we gather together to pray Mass, we take part in a ritual that has been going on not just for 2,000 years of Christianity, but 1,500 years before Christ. It's impossible for our minds to comprehend that amount of time, when even our longest of lives are only 2% of that time. This is how long God has been trying to save his people. This is how long God has been actively trying to build us up into the people he has created us to be. A holy people, a people set apart from the world. As Christians, we do not call the Mass the Passover any longer. Instead, we call it the Eucharist. It's a Greek word that means thanksgiving. The Church over the years has come to recognize the Eucharist as the central and most important sacrament that we celebrate. This sacrament becomes what we strive to be. The sacrament does not give us the grace to be like Christ. Instead, this sacrament gives us Christ himself. How could we not be thankful for taking part in this Eucharist? How could we not be thankful for truly receiving our Lord? The Eucharist is central to our faith, and so having a thankful heart is central to our faith. There is no attitude we could possibly have but a thankful heart when we receive our Lord. A thankful heart is open and ready to sacrifice not out of obligation, but out of love. A love that is not selfish, but a love that is giving. The Passover began with sacrifice, and it transformed into God sacrificing himself for us. For us to truly participate in the Eucharist means that we must be so thankful to God that we, too, are willing to sacrifice ourselves for God. A thankful heart is one that sacrifices without complaint. A thankful heart is one that gives before it keeps for itself. A thankful heart is one that knows that everything it has is a gift. Passover began with sacrifice. It continued with the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. In response, the Church can only offer thanksgiving. When we come here to celebrate and pray through Mass and participate in the Eucharist, we need to make sure that our hearts are in the right place and we are here truly thankful in what we're about to partake in.